Get ready to go on a voyage through the depths of consciousness. Expand your awareness and discover perspective unlike anything you have heard before. How far are you willing to expand? Welcome to The Expansion Point with your host, Brad Johnson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the debut episode of The Expansion Point. Here in our new home on BBS Radio, I am your host, Brad Johnson, and we have a very exciting show for all of you tonight who are going to be tuning in. It's going to be about universal healing integration, looking more into vibrational mechanics, looking into DNA, looking to expanding consciousness, all of that really fun and educational, exciting, and very integrative form of insight that we're going to be bringing in today. But what I'm going to do before I get started is I'm just going to bring about a couple of announcements before we get into the show today. First of all, I will be taking callers later on in the broadcast, probably just a little bit closer to the last half of the show or maybe a few minutes after that. If you want to call in and ask a question or just leave any feedback, you're more than welcome to. The toll-free number for USA and Canada is 888-627-6008. Okay, so that's 888-627-6008. I will be giving the number out again once we get closer to the time where we'll get some live callers to, again, be part of the show. Also, the Expansion Point itself is part of ConsciousMatrix.com. This is the website that I do a lot of my work. I am what's known as a Conscious Matrix Communicator. I am also the channeler of the entity known as Adronis, the Multidimensional Mentor. So feel free to check out the website, ConsciousMatrix.com. There is actually online classrooms that are happening right now to teach you how to become an intuitive adept, which is basically learning how to develop your intuition very naturally, teaching you how to be able to utilize your intuition in regards to your personal expansion, in regards to business, whatever you feel you'd like to utilize its potential for. But basically, becoming very familiar with it, becoming very natural with it, and being able to take it to new heights. There's also another classroom called the Body Regeneration Healing Training Class, and that, of course, is available on the website as well. And this is basically my own, I should say, patented method of healing, and it basically deals with energetic diplomacy or vibratory healing in that sense. And it works to actually connect with your mind, your body, your spirit, and helping to alleviate many different forms of ailments, or also bringing in forward a lot of enhancements as well, too. So there's a lot of exciting stuff to check out on the website. There's also private sessions. There's Akashic Record readings as well. So go ahead and check it out, ConsciousMatrix.com. So thank you, everybody, for just being a part of this really amazing broadcast. I'm just, again, super excited to be here with all of you tonight, and I've been trying to plan out this show for a few days now and just finding out, well, what would really be the good thing to talk about, because I have so much information. There's been, you know, doing this for nearly 6 years. There's 6 years of information that's in my head with, you know, I guess I could say that on a linear basis, but, you know, really, if I think if I was to unfold everything, it'd probably be close to about 60 to 100 years of information, really. So I've decided I wanted to get started with universal healing. You're looking into universal healing integration. And basically how that's going to start is we're just going to kind of take a look at the whole core of mankind and finding out exactly what our potentials are, and who we are, how we got into all this, where we feel that we require healing, that we require a lot of assistance in regards to moving us into these levels. How did we get to that point? Well, the funny thing was that mankind once began as a peaceful, prosperous, and a thriving culture. Man once knew of all the essential medicines that not only existed through our vegetation, our land, our forests, but also through our hearts as well. There's a lot of different documented cases nowadays with doctors who have actually been able to, you know, just kind of take a look at their clientele, you know, reaching into their file folders, pulling out their files, and being able to connect with their hearts in regards to these patients. What they've discovered is that these particular doctors who are able to send this love and really being able to send a great deal of forgiveness to their patients and just feeling that energy and connecting in that way of love, that client actually never calls them back because they don't feel a need anymore to actually go and get any kind of medical assistance from that doctor. So these are just one example of many other examples about how, as we open our hearts, as we realize that each and every single one of us is part of each other, and how that operates is that every single person on this planet that's existing in the now nexus, contained within the now moment, no past, no future, is just another version of the whole. So if I have Bob over here, and Bob here, he's a 55-year-old plumber from New York City, and then I have Gus over here, he's a 39-year-old janitor from Scotland, they may never be aware of each other, but they are all parts of different connections that are integrative and connected in this grid, this whole gigantic, enormous, unified field of consciousness. And that through Bob and Gus having these types of interactions in plumbing and in janitorial work, you know, one day they bump into each other from who knows, maybe Gus goes over to New York City with his mop. You know, he wants to do something. He wants to explore New York City. Maybe he wants to look at to see what other janitors are there. You know, and he bumps into Bob. And all of a sudden, these two people who have never met before feel like they have known each other for years, for decades. You know, this person just sounds so much like me. He feels so much like me. There's so much that this person has in common with me. I was just sitting down having a coffee and I see this man and he's saying hello to me. And we had this long conversation for several hours and it just healed me. It was amazing. It was a really great type of conversation. I can't explain it. But now I feel like I've found a long lost brother. What has happened? The whole idea is that this is all part of magnetics. This is magnetic attraction. And when we really meet these amazing people from all over the world, whoever they are, just strangers on the street, as it may be, being able to actually connect with them and feel that connection to the heart and actually being able to heal each other just by having delightful conversation, by having heart-to-heart connection. That's just one prime example. People who are falling in love in relationships, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it may be, all just falling in love and feeling that connection, feeling that deep spark of heart, that deep spark where you don't even need words. You're just so connected. You just look at each other's eyes. You feel each other's hearts beating together in sync. And in that moment, everything just slips away. Everything fades away. Any form of turmoil, any form of challenges, any forms of hardships, whatever it may be, it's all melted away in that moment because you have found yourself. And this is basically what it represents, that every single person on this planet is just another version of yourself, and that you're all just coming together and integrating yourselves into a unified base consciousness. And this is how humanity is able to heal each other. This is how humanity is able to evolve itself and graduate itself into a higher perspective, into a higher degree of civilization where we're helping each other out, where we're letting people know that we love them, because there's never a reason not to love anybody else. The healing of the heart has been one of the most ancient practices handed down from every great civilization. It doesn't require any special technique, and it doesn't require a diploma. The ability to help lift the pain from another human being comes from the care to love. So yet so many of us have forgotten how to do this. It's because there's a fog that surrounds our day-to-day world, and each person has this fog contained around them. And we all have it in different thickness. We all have it in different colors. You know, we all have this fog. And it's basically the idea of the fog of distraction, whatever it may be. I feel that I have to make money. I feel that I'm not good enough for my partner. I feel that I don't want to be where I want to live. I feel that I'm having problems with my children or with this or with that. These are all the potential problems that we're facing that encourages this fog to grow a lot further and a lot stronger and a lot thicker. And so this fog is basically what's keeping us back from moving us into a higher state of potential, from reaching ourselves into the heart space and actually being able to see ourselves shining out this beautiful light that we have. It's because we really don't realize how amazing we each are. We don't realize the joy that's in our hearts. We just do not understand how well put together we really are when you strip everything away in regards to programming, when it comes to dogmas, when it comes to responsibilities of what you feel that you have to give to the world and to other people rather than yourself. And so it's really just a matter about being able to take your power back and being able to let this fog lift, let it dissipate. And as you start to do that, you're going to notice that, oh my goodness, I am now starting to see how valuable I am. I'm now starting to see how amazing and skillful and talented I am in regards to what I do, in regards to the person who I am. I'm a very, very caring individual. I feel I can talk to a lot of people. I can help up a lot of people. You know, I have this really great form of knowledge. I have this great type of insight. So what you're doing is you're now listing your strengths. This is some homework that I would like each and every single one of you who are tuning in tonight to do. Yes, that's right. I'm going to be giving homework on the expansion point here. What I would like each and every one of you to do who is listening to this tonight is being able to create a list of strengths that represent you. What is it that you know you're strong with? What do you feel your traits, your characteristics, your personality that really represents a positive transformation, not only through yourself, but as you interact with people as well? Do you need help with that? Well, this is where best friends or family can be the best form of advisors for that. You could call up your family members. You could call up your best friends. You know, what is it that you like about me? You know, what is it about my strength? What is it about this that, you know, that you feel is so great about me? Why are you my best friend? You know, and then getting that type of interaction. Are you kidding? You're super charismatic. You're fun to be around with. You got a great sense of humor. You're such a caring, loving individual, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're throwing all this positivity at you. And the reason why you're doing this is because you're looking to build positive reinforcement. And saturate ourselves with faults. And we have to be so completely immersed in our negativity and feeling what we can't do that there has never been any second thought of actually being able to deliver positive thought about what we can do, about our strengths. This is what's known as a positive reinforcement. And basically how that works is that if you have a great deal of negative connotations within your life and you are just emotionally distraught and you do not know how to correct that, you just feel, well, maybe I'll just keep focusing on these. Maybe I'll just keep talking about them to death. And what happens is you create a very, very tiny circle that represents your reality. If you're inside a gigantic stadium and you're at the center point of the stadium and you hold your hand out and you just kind of create this really, really, really tiny circle and you look directly at it and you focus at it and there's nothing else there. There's nothing else that's within your range of attention and you're missing everything else that the stadium contains. You have all this space, you have all this amazing potential that's floating around you all the time, but because of that 0.001% of focus, oh my God, you know, I've told I've never amounted to anything. I was told I could never do this. I was told I could never get the job of my dreams or the partner of my dreams, etc. And so I'm going to wallow, and so I'm going to pity myself, and so I just don't know what I'm going to do with my life anymore, and things are so horrible, and things are just so terrible, and I don't know what I'm going to do, and this is awful. And that's it, and that's the whole nature of your relationship. Emotion itself represents a great fragmentation of expanded consciousness. When you are so immersed in emotion, you are not able to reach expanded consciousness. You can't. Emotion keeps you tied into a particular situation within your life where you are anchored to that situation because that situation is getting all of the emotional energy that you are putting toward it. And so here you are with that little circle made out of your fingers. And everything else is around you, but you cannot focus on that. What does positive reinforcement do? Positive reinforcement brings about the opportunity of synchronicity. What synchronicity basically represents is that the universe itself works to restore balance. Any time that a situation has been segregated, has been separated, the positive and the negative of that particular situation rips itself apart. Now, the universe immediately wants to respond to bring that back into balance so that the energies themselves are not polarized. But because one individual is holding on so dearly to that one polarity of what that negative situation has been and how they've been a victim and this and that and this and that, then the universe is not able to restore balance because so much energy and so much focus in regards to another creator, co-creator, has actually kept that energy at bay. And so synchronicity comes knocking, so to speak, as it is a universal mechanism to bringing forward the opportunity for this situation to be remedied and brought back into neutralization. In order for that to happen, one needs to be very aware of the positive reinforcement. So if you're very, very down in the dumps, if you're feeling very, very negative, and all of a sudden you look at the clock and you see, oh my God, there's an 11:11, there's a 1:11, there's a 2:22, there's a 3:33. Or I hear a song on the radio and it's basically spelling out a solution right there and then through the lyrics of a song. What's happening here? Well, you are becoming more aware of synchronicity. When you act upon synchronicity, synchronicity is basically giving you the confirmation that poof, that energy has now come back into center. It's now neutralizing itself back because now you're finally starting to let it go now. Oh, what's that? How is this happening? This is interesting synchronicity. And all of a sudden, because you're no longer in the depths of that focus anymore, these energies are now able to intertwine. But they're not still fully 100% together, but they are starting to mesh. So the whole idea here is to focus on the positive reinforcement of whatever that situation may be so that you are able to have that particular wound, so to speak, all sewed up and so that the universe can completely 100% restore balance to that situation as you functioning as a facilitator, as a liaison. That's how it works. That's how the positive reinforcement works on here on this planet of how we operate through it based upon our situations. So this is something that, again, I recommend for all of you to take a look at. What negative connotations are you still holding on to? What energies, what situations are you still holding on to? What do you feel would be the positive reinforcement to those particular situations? Well, you know, Brad, I feel like I want to go to Jamaica right now. And I've had this really great connection with it, and I feel I want to do this, and you know, I want to make it happen. But there's this, but there's that, but there's this. And that's exactly what stops us in our tracks. If we feel that we have this great passion to go on a trip, and we feel that we can never get it off the ground, we can never do it, then what we've done is we've validated that form of closure. We've closed that. Okay, well, there's no way that's going to happen. Get out of here. You know, get your heads out of the clouds. Come on. Come on, people. Snap them up. Smarten up. What's wrong with you? Right? That's not the whole idea. The whole idea here is that you have validated through yourself that things are hopeless. You have validated that you're not worthy to go to Jamaica. You have validated that you're not willing to go anywhere on the planet and have fun. That's been your validation, and that's the only thing that stopped you. Guess what? It's not your work. Guess what? It's not your Uncle Bob. It's not your family. It's not your friends. It's yourself. And you need to ask yourself the big question, what do I need to revalidate within myself to allow this universal healing integration to come forward so that I know that I am capable of doing anything on this planet? And you are. You're capable of doing absolutely everything. All we're saying here in this way is being able to take a look at your situations, being able to look at particular forms of cliche-based understandings and letting them know that they do not work and they never have worked. It's all part of a program. It's all part of something that has been doctrinal. And so if you really want to have the life of your dreams, if you really want to be able to travel the world, enjoy yourself, and to allow healing to come through, you need to start seeing the validation of yourself on a more positive level, on a more joyful level, opening yourself up to the possibilities. That's the key. Looking more deeply into universal healing integration, all life that exists around us have been engineered to be of service to man. So if we feel that whatever sickness we may have, or whatever type of depression that we may have, or any other particular form of quote-unquote burden that we're going through right now, understand that this earth has absolutely everything upon it now to help you in regards to remedying that situation. This is not only just being able to talk to people and really feeling that heart-to-heart connection. It's being able to go out into nature. It's being able to visit the trees and be amongst the grass and flow with the winds. Go out by the beach, just being able to smell this beautiful oceanic air, being able to feel the wind going across you, putting your legs into the water, and just enjoying yourself. These are all just examples. They're just helping you to understand that Earth herself is here to help you. There is so much here that Earth has to your advantage that we easily forget. We just get so caught up in the rat race on a day-to-day basis. And it's very, very recommended at times to being able and going to go out in nature and being able to see exactly all the healing energies that are around us. Being able to walk barefoot on the grass is a great form of universal healing. The earth connects with you deeply. When you're walking barefoot on the grass, when you start doing a meditation, an open field, everywhere where nature exists is a healer. And that's the key, is being able to really take advantage about how well nature can heal you. Many particular trees, such as pine, such as oak, such as cedar, are very great to helping people with colds, flus, fevers, backaches, neck aches, headaches, etc. There's a whole enormous list. And all that entails is just being able to sit against a tree, resting your spine against it, and just feeling the bondage between yourself and between that tree. There was one time where I was actually able to do a meditation right in front of an old house of mine. And this was a beautiful pine tree right in front of the house. And I was able to do a meditation and connect directly with the tree and really felt its bondage and felt its connection. It kind of felt like a newborn baby, you know, connected to a mother. And I was able to actually get a feeling, an impression about what it was like to be a tree. And it's not about the feeling that they're, you know, just some boring life forms. No, they're actually quite going through some quite exciting experiences. They're basically like a gigantic resonator. They're like a gigantic resonator of life force energy. And they're antennas. And they're able to communicate to all walks of life regarding nature, regarding animals, and regarding people anywhere around the world. They're also able to receive cosmic signals, signals from other thought forms coming from the cosmos, and they're actually able to interact with other wildlife existing on other planets. And basically, this is how the adaptation to much of how Mother Earth is actually bringing in a lot of life forms. Basically, because as all nature is symbiotic, not only through its planetary matrix, but also through other planetary matrices, there are certain codes that are being received in regards to gamma rays, in regards to thought forms, that are being exchanged into the unified field and then propagated into the center of the Earth, coming out through the poles and actually bringing in new life onto our planet. And this is all part of dialogues and interactions in regards to quote-unquote new innovations of creatures that can assist in the adaptation and working together of the Earth in regards to her current state of integrity now. So this is, again, just really, really fascinating information. But this is information that you can get just by talking to the tree or connecting with the tree and feeling its energy and going from there. You know, a lot of people have had great conversations, just feeling that meditation bond and that energy flowing through them and just having this conversation with nature. It's one of the most beautiful things ever. All human beings on this planet have volunteered themselves to be here for one momentous purpose, to align as a unified civilization collectively together. To heal is to help is to heal. That's it. That's why we're here. I've had so many people during sessions where I've done channelings or just one-on-one intuitive readings, and people have asked me, well, what is my mission? Why have I come here? You know, am I from the Pleiades? Am I from Sirius? Am I from Arcturus? Am I from Andromeda? Et cetera, et cetera. You know, where am I from? And what am I here to do? And the key is, well, where you're from right here in this moment is here on Earth. What you're here to do is to get along with everybody else. But first, in order for you to do that, you need to get along with yourself. And you're not going to be able to get along with anybody else if you're not able to get along with yourself. That's just the key. That's just the simple nature of it is. There may be people who are just so amazingly fascinated with helping other people and, you know, wanting to, you know, take their shirt off their back to help another person. And that's very commendable. But the whole idea here is that if they really do not see themselves in that same value about being able to take off their own shirt for themselves, then they're missing a point here. They're missing a state of balance. Because basically what happens is when you really open yourself into that particular type of alignment where you only want to be service to others and you really don't want to reflect upon yourself, you don't even want to look at yourself in the mirror, etc. Basically what happens is that there's an imbalance. And that imbalance represents the idea of that person being taken advantage of by these quote-unquote strangers who this person wants to give so much love and attention to, and that these strangers can now just blame this individual if something goes wrong because this person is so obsessed with taking care of everything for everybody else. And so now they become the center of blame. They can just be blamed on for certain things that may go awry. And so these are just examples about if you really want to be able to help the world, you need to help your world. You need to help yourself. You need to find out exactly what is it that is my value? What is it that I am worthy enough to do on this planet? How can I get more comfortable in my own skin? What has prevented myself from getting to know who I am? Oh, well, maybe it's parents. Well, maybe it's education. Maybe it's school. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's the job I'm at. Maybe it's all these other people's opinions of me. Maybe it's other people's perspectives of me that make me feel so horrible that I don't even want to get up in the morning. And then again, that's another particular validation where you are giving so much power to another person, you're not even validating your own opinions. You're not even validating your own thoughts. And so that, therefore, becomes the conflict. The conflict of feeling that you're giving your energies to everybody else and feeling that, well, you know, Bob doesn't like me, so there must be something wrong with me. I need to find out what that is. I don't know what's wrong with me. Or I talk too much. Okay, well, I talk too much. Well, here I am, a chatterbox. I don't recall that I talk too much, blah, blah, blah. Again, you're going back into this rat race of conflict because you take so much energy in on people's opinion of you that you no longer have an opinion of yourself. And so this just creates loss. This creates a maze where you don't even know where to start, where to begin. So the whole key here is being able to get used to validating and respecting your own thoughts and your own opinions of yourself. This is the key. You need to find out exactly, well, who is it that's ridiculing me and why are they ridiculing me? Why are they doing it this way? Why have I given so much power to that point of being judged and feeling that I have to change who I am to appease another person? Because that's going to be the endless trap. The only time you're ever going to live a life that's going to be more joyful on this planet than you can ever possibly imagine is when you're authentic to yourself. It will not happen to any other way. It will not be given to you by any other person. It will only happen when you awaken and discover through yourself that you're valuable, you're worthy, and that you are able to do anything on this planet. But you have to validate that. That's the key. Validation is so very, very important. Let's look now at human DNA. Human DNA has more potential than any other life substance in creation. DNA is the information ribbon of the cosmos that holds records for every living thing, not only on Earth, but with our star system, our galaxy, other galaxies, and the universe itself. Basically, what this is saying is that we hold records contained within our DNA that is universal in origin, that we're actually able to connect with beings on different universal scale levels, directly contained within our DNA. That's how advanced we are. That's how amazing we are in regards to looking at our bodies as a universal archetype. The DNA is a factory orchestrated in divine brilliance through unthinkable calculations with light and sound. It is a grand symphony where we have not even begun to hear the finish of the first musical note. To even try and list about what capabilities is hidden in our DNA would just take hours. But DNA really is something that can be activated. It is something that is relatively activated. It's just that many of us do not know how to relatively activate a lot of these facets within our DNA. But this is why so many people are becoming a lot more naturally intuitive, are becoming healers on the planet, because they are following more of their heart. The authenticity of an individual is the keys to unlocking the DNA. And that's basically how it works. It's not going to be trying to guess at certain forms of codes or anything like that that you may not even know you have an association with. It simply comes from the point that as long as you continue to walk your path of authenticity, the authenticity of the keys of these DNAs will fire, will open up, will expand, and will activate. And you're going to notice that there's going to be a lot more potential for you. This, in that sense, relates to the state of higher intelligence. This represents the idea of higher psychic ability. This represents the idea of longevity. This represents the idea of extrasensory perception abilities. This represents the idea of mental acceleration, mental training, emotional transformation, transformation of feelings, activating areas within the brain that, again, is helping us to expand, becoming more light than flesh. This is where humanity is destined within the next centuries. The human body has to balance life within all of reality. That's how we work. That's how powerful the human body is. If we're able to flush out all of the toxins contained in the human body, if we were able to unlock all of the DNA that has been restricted, that has been locked up through other particular forms of beings that have locked up this particular DNA hundreds of thousands of years ago, with those unlocked particular forms of DNA and a lot of the DNA that's being unlocked right now, we have the ability to actually shape our own worlds. We have the ability to instantaneously manifest. There would really be, quote unquote, no real wait time anymore. We would be able to levitate. We would be able to teleport. We would be able to explore the galaxy in just different conscious astral projection states. We wouldn't even have to use our body. We could also bilocate. We could actually have many different versions of us at the same time. We could actually go back into different forms of timelines or going ahead in different forms of timelines. Now, the funny thing is that many people who I have talked to have shreds of this type of ability already, and that it's only starting to grow a lot more. If we're looking at a lot of the new children, we're seeing how much of their intelligence is coming through. Children with very high IQ and children who are just talking like adults. You have 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids talking like 25, 30-year-old adults with a significant, beautiful state of intelligence. Is this not starting to show how universal healing is becoming integrated? What's the big, gigantic key word here for you that's listening right now? What's the big, gigantic key word here in regards to making all of this integrative? Authenticity. That's it. That's all you have to do. And as long as you're able to become an authentic individual and really being able to go deep, be comfortable in your own skin, befriend your admittance to yourself, know that there are aspects about you that are vulnerable. Know that there are parts about you that are still looking to come out into the open and that's still looking to be accepted. That's why you're attracting certain people into your life that may not always be, quote unquote, the life of the party. You may have people you manifest that may be bullies. You may have people you may manifest that just seem very, very compulsive or feeling that they're very cynical, etc. This is only because there's only aspects of yourself that are still representative of some of those qualities, because there's still no form of advancing past the point of attracting someone who's a bully, because there's still a part of you that feels that you need to be told what to do, or you need to fall in line, and that has not been fully remedied yet. When a situation is remedied, it doesn't need to show up again. It passes through you like a ghost. The thought form of what that situation once represented now passes through you like a ghost. So therefore, when that happens, the situation no longer needs to be applied into your reality. So the key here is, again, following the path of authenticity. Authenticity is the way about how you're able to expand yourself exponentially, about how you're able to see a whole different world. And here's the funny thing. Many people talk about the idea of ascension, and it's just, we can't wait until December 21st, 2012, and we're going to ascend, and we're still ascending now. We're going through ascension, but there's going to be a big ascension coming up, and we're all going to ascend. The whole idea is that ascension simply represents perspective. That's all it is. It's a transformation in regards to a state of perspective. When you are walking out your front door and you just look at your flower bed and you see this one big gigantic rose just sitting there, you kind of just nod your head and say, oh, okay, nice rose, and then walk down your path and get ready to go to work. 2 weeks later, you open your front door, you come out the front, and you see that rose again. But that rose is different. There's a feeling that there's a pollination, a smell, a beautiful aroma to that rose that you usually didn't notice before. You start to look at the bulb of that rose and you just start to see that it becomes a lot more of a luminescent red. You actually go up to that rose and you sit down with it and you just kind of hold your hands very, very close to it. And you swore you heard it say thank you to you. Well, you smile, you get up, you give blessings to that rose, and you start the day. Guess what happened? That was an ascension experience. That was it. All you did was discover more of a particular perspective. And that's the ascension experience. You're able to see more from what you could not see before. You were able to experience more from what you could not experience before. So when you are having an ascension experience, when you're having an advancement, you're moving into a higher degree of detail. You're looking into depth of life, of reality. And that's all that ascension represents. So when you're saying that we're going through the ascension experience, yes, you're going into depth. You're seeing much more to reality than you did not know was there before. That's the whole key. So again, that's just a little bit of a understanding, so to speak, with the true nature of ascension, and that it really just represents the differentiation and depth of perspective. The only genuine purity in all of creation is to be of one. Where there is the segregation to this, there will only be distortion, no matter how deep or far the roots of polarized separation venture. It is the harmony to be one that is the very effect of healing, to uplift, to isness, to one. Through the four acts within a human, this inner harmony illuminates the essence of one. And these are just four acts that have been that I'm sharing here, and that these are very, very relative, yet these hold essence in regards to an illuminated presence of connecting to a state of one. The act to live. The value that one sees of their life and of all life, the act to live. The act to express, the value of one's ability to explore all potentials of reality without restriction through love, the act to express. The act to feel, the value of one who listens and becomes open in receiving experience as well as giving it, the act to feel. the act to reflect the value of one who allies with their admittance and adjusts to the ways of authenticity, the act to reflect. So can you act to live, to express, to feel, to reflect? That's all it takes. That's all you have to do. It's when you really feel that you're getting caught up so much into the pain of life because you're so attached to the nuts and bolts of reality. You get so caught up with the movie projection screen that represents external reality that you cannot stop watching this melodrama. And so the melodrama gets a hold of you. It takes control. And you just forget that you just have to close your eyes. You just need to go inside. You just need to reflect about where you're putting all of your energies. You open your eyes again, and within those very moments, you can change everything. That's it. That's how easy it is, but we make it so hard. It's when we feel that we have indoctrinated so much quote-unquote logic into our lives and that this is the gospel and that everything must be logic and that everything must be rationality and that everything must be practicality and that everything must be morals and that everything must be ethics and that everything must be values, etc., etc., etc. It's a trap. It is a trap that really just sabotages itself with you inside. The key here is to look into the form of finding out what is it that you're attracting in your life, deciding what you do not want to attract anymore, and being able to work it out. Of course, there's going to be some great challenges. There's going to be people who you feel that you have to walk away from. That's going to be a common ground. When you're looking to integrate universal healing, when you're looking to heal yourself, there's going to be people in that life who may represent those forms of bullies, who may represent those people who are cynical, who may represent those people who are just, you know, diehard skeptics, that no matter what you do, no matter what you say, there's just no convincing them. And really, you're not meant to. It's not your work. The whole idea here is that the moment you receive resistance within your reality in that moment, you're following a path of resistance. You're hitting a brick wall. The key here is that when you start to move more into your life of authenticity, when you start going through the four acts, when you start looking into your life and start being able to function in a way that you're able to control the forms of flow that come into your life and then guide yourself through it, then you're no longer going to be so concerned about the idea of should I be doing this, should I be doing that, or questions, 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 of feeling that, well, if I do this, is this a trap? Or if I do that, am I going to make this person upset? You're moving more into the state of confidence, in trust, and in value. So as long as you can reflect that, then you're able to completely reflect the ability of your own tranquility to become completely prosperous and prominent within your life. It's that you're going to become a lot more sensitive to where there are energies that come up via synchronicity that may feel like there's a lot of resistance here. I was going to be going for that job, but I feel like there is just not enough money for the type of money that I'm looking for. I felt that it was a little bit farther away out of town, but maybe I can make a compromise. And the universe is just giving you that buzzer. It's not about compromise. It's about compatibility. That's the key. When you start living your life in compatibility rather than in compromise, this is where reality gets a lot easier. This is where things get simple. This is where you follow a science of the simple. So this is just something that's helping you to look more into how you can have the ability to heal yourself, and that you do have the universe working together through yourself all the time, and that all of these unique phenomena that represent reality coming through thought forms, coming through the magnetics of our own consciousness, and embedding itself throughout every corner of creation that comes together into the center point of this planet, it is helping us to realize just how amazing that we are. Because believe me when I say that many other beings that exist beyond our world believe that we are by far one of the most amazing species that has ever existed, and that we have the capability to become living teachers, living mentors, living facilitators, that once we have been able to set ourselves together, once we have been able to work with ourselves and get everything together, that other planets are going to await, and that we are actually going to be invited to other worlds to actually talk with other beings about how one can move into these higher states of consciousness, how you can really improve your life by looking at some of the forms of debris that's telling you this is what you should do, when it's all about not going with that and advancing past that. So this is something that's within our future, and it really is a very, very exciting time to look into that. All right, so we're going to go ahead and see if we can open the lines and see if anybody here would like to call in for tonight's broadcast. Toll-free number is 888-627-6008. This is for USA and Canada. 888-627-6008. And I believe that's it. So if anybody does want to call in, by all means, feel free to call in here. What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to do a brief channeling with the entity that I communicate with, known as Adronis. And Adronis is basically going to give a brief introduction to what has been talked about here. But if by chance we have any callers, we'll take the callers first. So are there any callers on the air? Okay, well, we got some pretty quiet lines tonight. So I think people are just very much caught up into the communication with tonight. But that's okay. So I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to connect with Adronis and bring Adronis in. And he'll give some perspective in regards to what was being discussed tonight. So here we go. We are here at this time, and we bid you greetings and thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction today. I am Adronis of Sirius, sending love, appreciation, and gratitude to all who What we will say in regards to the idea of universal healing integration is that basically all of you together are the very integration that you are looking for. You are all the pieces of the puzzle. You are all the crumbs of the cookie. And when you're all starting to come together as you are on your planet, you have no idea of how much energy is behind yourselves. That not only helps to illuminate your world, but all other corresponding worlds within your direction, other corresponding stars, other corresponding planets. The whole idea really is that there are thousands upon thousands of beings upon your world, shall we say, above your world more so, and being able to watch you in observation, and taking a look and finding out exactly how humanity has brought itself into these particular states of feeling that they are doubting themselves, that they really do not know their unlimited potential. And that this really is very, very astonishing to many of us, because through our eyes, we see you no more or less powerful than ourselves. We are simply here in a way to communicate with you in higher dimensions and communicate and share more of what you naturally are, to helping you move forward, flow through the idea of being able to heal, to being able to integrate, to be able to unify together with your culture. Each and every single one of you has the capability to heal all aspects within your body, to heal all aspects within each other. It only takes the state of being able to work alongside each other. No longer in conflict, no longer fighting, no longer in, shall we say, competition with each other, but in cooperation. This is what we will briefly share at this time, as we know we do not have a lot of time right now. But what we will say in conclusion is being able to work together in cooperation, in unity, together with yourselves. Find out more about the essence of the joy that bonds together with each and every single one of you, and live in that joy. Live in the strengths that you know you have. We thank you very much for this opportunity. I am Adronis from Sirius. Thank you again. Farewell for this timing, and we now return to the conduit. Goodbye for now. All right. All right, so that's Adronis, and that's just the Entity Hawaii channel. And again, there's more information on him on the website, consciousmatrix.com. Okay, and we do have a caller online. We do have Diane from New Jersey. Hello, Diane. You're on the air.
Hi, Brad. My name is Diana, and first I just want to thank you so much for the work that you do. From the moment I've discovered your videos, I've been very into it, and it has really helped me kind of just come together and become a better person. And I'm really into what you're talking about, and I just want to know if you have any recommendations on how to better meditate and kind of, you know, find that peace in the mind, because I've been trying to practice meditation for the past year, and it's just, it's very complicated. Though I'm in a quiet place, there's just so many thoughts. Do you have any books or anything that you would recommend to help quiet the mind?
I would first discover a whole new place. Find an area that you maybe have not ever been to before that really represents your state of tranquility. If you're really looking for tranquility meditation, it's being able to discover the environment that matches that. Sometimes that may just be going out to the beach. Sometimes that may be going out to a park, you know, whatever it may be. And just being able to kind of bask in the energies there and just kind of having your own quiet spot and feeling exactly how everything just kind of fits in with you. And you're basically just experimenting. You're testing the waters to finding out, you know, what is my tranquil quality? And once you have found that tranquil quality, and if you felt that something really has been very positive that came out of that, you're going to bring that back into your own space. You're going to find out exactly how I can bring that back. Maybe I just enjoyed the sounds of the ocean. Maybe I just enjoyed the breeze going off the trees. So maybe I'm going to implement that in some way into my space. Maybe I'm going to make my space much more of a haven that represents a higher tranquility that I'm not seeing. So it's basically just being able to indoctrinate yourself, so to speak, within an area that you really enjoy, that you feel is very, very tranquil. And just, again, continuing to test the waters and finding out where that is. And sometimes it's also routine, the whole idea of method that we feel that we have to do to try to meditate. And that's not always the key. Just surrender. Don't even worry about thinking about anything. And even if you feel you are having thoughts in the mind, that's okay. Just observe them. Just see them as a river that's passing, and you're never attaching to them. You're just letting the thoughts be the thoughts. Does that help?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brad. Many blessings to you, and thank you for your work.
Many blessings to you, Diane. And thank you so much for calling tonight. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. We are going to be wrapping up the show here in just a couple minutes. So I want to thank again BBS Radio for having the very first episode here of the Expansion Point on this evening, and being able to have our caller and just having a very brief introduction with Adronis. There will be some opportunities where I'll be bringing him in a lot more in future episodes for him to share a lot more information with a lot of you guys. So again, if you do have any feedback on the show, you can go ahead and reach me at info@consciousmatrix.com. That's info@consciousmatrix.com. info@consciousmatrix.com. I'd love to hear your ideas, your feedback, if there's certain topics that you would like me to discuss. I do have quite a lot of topics that kind of are on the list right now, but I'm always happy to hear feedback about what other people would like me to discuss. And again, just feel free to continue to be part of the show. Again, I'm glad we got one caller on, but I would love to hear a lot more of you from the next time I'm on. And again, it will be in 2 weeks' time. So we're looking at April 23rd. So April 23rd is going to be the next show. And just every 2 weeks, every second Wednesday, at 6 p.m. Pacific. So again, thank you everybody for tuning in to the Expansion Point. And I look forward to speaking to you with our next show. And again, feel free to check out the training courses that are available on consciousmatrix.com. All kinds of really exciting stuff there as well. And I'd like to get to know you a lot more, so let me know how your homework goes as well, too, with being able to discover your own strengths and being able to find out exactly how you can transform your life and move it in that way. So again, thank you very much for being a part of the broadcast. I will talk to you again in 2 weeks' time. Take care. Namaste. And be well with you.